Hello.
Hi, this is Zanayo with the Unemployment Division. I was speaking to Miss Ashley Peachy.
Yes.
Okay, give me one moment while I was accessing into the account for you. I'm trying to see if we can go back in. Were you all towards the wrap-up portion and you were just trying to receive that fan?
We were in the beginning where she only asked me like the first three questions.
Okay. Let's see. Give me one moment here.
Because the pin wasn't reset correctly, I guess, or something's going wrong with the pin that they keep issuing, she said that she has to probably reopen it. I
Okay.
don't know if that's right or not. Because, every time I talk to someone, it's something different I'm being told. You're the sixth person that I'll be talking to redo it.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's crazy, huh?
Yeah, I wonder why you keep having the same issue.
I know. You know what the PIN number that they're giving me every single, well, I guess employee or one of y'all, it's the last two of my social and the year of my birthday. Is that right? That's what y'all do with everybody for the temporary one?
Well, it depends on how they reload it because I've never seen a ticket be reloaded so many times.
I know, ain't that crazy?
Let's
And
see.
I filed in March, so this has been going on since March.
Oh, no.
I mean
Okay.
April. I'm sorry. When I got my what is it, monetary letter, that was in April. Determination. Monetary.
See.
Yeah, because that letter says April 4th, right?
Let's see. Because I was able to pull up that ticket, but I'm trying to see what's going on as to why every time their pin is reset for you,
It's the same pin every time they reset it to, also. Like this up in here. Who is it? Who is it? This is so crazy. Like, I don't know. And then it takes me days to even call y'all back. I mean, to get anybody on the phone, you know what I mean?
Yes, I'm indeed. I apologize about that. It's been such an influx of calls.
And it's crazy because, hold on, I'm on an important phone call. I'll be in there in a minute. Okay, we'll go put a shirt on. I'm so sorry. It's crazy because my boyfriend went through the same thing, and like whoever he got on the phone, they reset his PIN, and the very next day he was able to do everything and do his weekly claims. And I like we called together and we were going through the same thing together, but they were only able to fix his, not and now he's already getting his money and everything. But see, oh, and I've never been able to do, go sit down for a second, the small weekly claim at all. Like, it won't even let me get past it. And even when I try to reset the PIN, because, look, the last girl that I talked to, well, the second to last girl that I talked to before today, she said that, yeah, you can have a banana. She said that after she resets my PIN, I won't be able to go on there and actually reset it myself until 24 hours. And then after that, I'll be able to do my weekly claims. Now, this was like a week ago. Not even a week ago, about 5 days ago. So the girl I talked to this morning that I told you I got disconnected with on accident, she told me the reason why it didn't let me reset it is because it takes 7 days for it to go through. But if that were the case, I mean, the last four people that reset it, and it was the same exact pin they reset it to, it would have, I mean, this, since I've been doing it for months, they would have let me do it. It's been past 7 days. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's yeah.
I try every day.
Let's
every
see.
Day and every night.
And I'm just going to breeze through these questions because I'm pretty sure you've answered them several times. The number
yeah.
still on file is 251-622-0724, correct?
Yes.
And it is for 2228 Jones Lane, Mobile, Alabama, 36605.
Put that with them. Yes. Put that with Bourbon.
Okay. And are you currently attending school or training?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Are you currently attending school or training?
No.
Okay. And you are available to accept full-time work, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you've applied for no other pension or Social Security from an employer that you've worked at in the last 18 months, correct?
Correct.
All right. Have you filed for work comp due to a work-related injury?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite return? Turn date?
No.
Okay. And who are you filing for today? Sweet Mamas, Food Champs, or Dip?
Sweet Mamas.
Okay.
No, go sit down. I'll give it to you in a minute. Hold on. When I get off the phone call, hold on 1 minute.
And would you happen to have Sweet Mama's phone number?
Area code 251-413-3900.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that for me? It went out a little bit.
I'm sorry, 251-413-3900.
Thank you. And do you remember when you initially started working there?
The end of September. Let's just say September 28th.
Okay. And your last day was March the 28th?
Yeah.
Okay. And was this job in Mobile?
Yes.
Okay.
And I want to tell you, too, like, the girl I talked to last week, she said the problem was that they didn't change that I had a Louisiana ID, and now I'm living in Mobile and working in Mobile and filing unemployment in Mobile because I moved to Mobile about 8 months ago. Alabama, I'm sorry. So she changed in the system that it was a Louisiana and not Alabama ID. But that's still not the problem, I guess, because it's still not working. But I just wanted to mention that to you.
Okay. Let's see. Because see here, she went ahead and put it in as LA for Louisiana, but let me see. Let me check. I'm going to see what's going on here. No. Give me one moment, Miss Peachy. I'm still with you. I'm just trying to see what's going on for you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought that's why you went out there. Never mind, I'm tripping. I think I'm gonna make sure. Yeah, they're already cut. All you gotta do is don't sit right there at the table. Don't move. Like, don't eat around the house. I already cut it. They're cut into little bitty pieces. All right. I'm coming.
Let's see. And the pin you keep getting is 2385?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's see. That is the D, indeed the pin you keep receiving. What's going on?
Thank you. I don't know. She's trying to figure out now.
She stated that it seems as though the reason it should be giving you the same pin because that one works, but you've still been having issues. Have you tried to do it online as well as over the phone?
Yes, ma'am.
And so both when you tried it online and over the phone, it keeps giving the same issue of that it's not working.
Right. I'm going to try to do it. You want me to try to do it online like you walk me through just to make sure I'm doing it right?
Yeah, let's see. Yes, ma'am. We can go ahead and do that. Let's see.
Yeah, I can just put you on music on it.
I thought that's the weekly thing. It won't let me get that far. Okay, I go to Alabama. Don't touch nothing.
You'll go to www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay. And it says user ID and password. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't have a user ID. This isn't what I want to know. This isn't where I was going. Let me see if this works. This ain't what it led to. Look. Okay, it says username or password. The other one, what are you doing? I'm so sorry. I'm supposed to be jumping. Give me it. That's,
I think you two would have done it. You were going around the
house. That's what she told me to go to. Now what did you go to? I'm doing what she told me to do. Now I don't know what you did.
You
probably went to the wrong one, what you just went to. That's what I'm saying.
Let's see.
She said
www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay, and then click on what?
Give me one moment. I'm pulling up the steps myself. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Now it's going to this. Really?
Give me a moment. I'm still with you. I'm just trying to walk through this myself. See what's going on here. What's your mother's maiden name?
Okay, W-A-H-L, Wahl.
W-A-H-L.
W-A-H-L. I'm so sorry, I was talking into this phone.
Oh, you're right.
Talking it to the wrong phone.
Okay, so it is Wahl, W-A-H-L.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. That's right. And when you were filing your claim, did you put your driver's license or ID number?
Yes.
Which one did you put, the license or the ID number?
The ID number.
What's the last four of the ID?
0485.
0485.
And it's Louisiana, remember? Well, yeah, I did all that.
Okay, 0485. Okay, let's see.
What's
up? Go put the money in the box.
Hey, the money, come here. Huh? Hey, honey, come here.
Just open the door.
And your social security number, it is 439-574023.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Give me one moment. Let me see, because I'm going to have to contact my manager because obviously something is going on.
Okay. I was wondering, I was going to ask the next person I talked to, is there any way I could speak to a supervisor or something? Because I didn't know if they were like, you know, like.
Yes, ma'am, indeed. I'm fixing to speak to one right now, or either if they request for you to get transferred over, I'd do that for you as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
You can go dump that trash. Uh-oh. I'm going to go in there into it. And there's no sense in sitting here. A visitor? Who? He's in timeout too?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you were born 06/10/1985?
Yes.
And are you doing the benefits card or direct deposit?
Direct deposit.
Checkings?
Yes.
And what's your route number?
Okay, hold on 1 second.
Okay.
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 Can you screenshot it? Okay,
0311-0171.
0311-0171.
Yes. And what's that bank account number? 9920-1796. And let's see. Oh, it is in Louisiana. And your driver's license number is 009420485.
Yes.
Let's see. And what's your job description?
Catering.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Catering.
Catering, okay. And what's Sweet Mama's phone number again?
Area code 251-413-3900.
Thank you. And it keeps giving the same pin. All right. I'm sorry, ma'am. I do apologize about this. We're trying to resolve this situation the best of our abilities for you.
That's okay. What? You need it? You need mine? Yeah. In there, funny.
Give me one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay.